It's a hump day. What is it here? Wednesday, the 8th day of December, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. Well, 2022 could be the most important year for the global pro-life movement in its entire history. A week ago, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments in Dobbs versus Jackson's Women's Health Organization. Now, we've been building up to this for a long time. In 1973, when the court first delivered the Roe v. Wade ruling, 30 states banned abortion without exception, and 16 more allowed it only in narrow cases. Abortion was generally available in just 4 U.S. states. But the court of the 1970s was even more radical than it is today, so it simply invented a right to abortion out of whole cloth. Since that decision, more than 60 million children have been butchered in the name of choice. For almost 50 years, perhaps the single most important goal of religious conservatives in America has been reversing that ruling. When conservatives talk about the importance of the courts, especially the Supreme Court, for many of them, if not the majority, they are talking specifically about abortion. Yet over and over, conservatives have been betrayed. As party leaders gave them jurists who failed to roll back abortion laws. Consider the Planned Parenthood v. Casey decision in 1992. That was a case where the state of Pennsylvania, while defending pro-life legislation, explicitly asked the court to vacate Roe. The court that heard that case had 8 Republican-appointed justices, and the one Democrat appointee, Byron White, was part of the original dissent on Roe 18 years before. 3 of the justices on that court, Anthony Kennedy, David Souter, and Sandra Day O'Connor, were explicitly chosen with the expectation that they would overturn Roe. Only one of them had to vote that way to make it happen. But instead, all 3 caved and preserved abortion as a phony constitutional right. It's taken another 3 decades, but we're back again. And once again, the court should be a friendly one. There's a 6-3 majority of Republican-appointed justices. Every single one of those justices was vetted by religious conservatives and the Federalist Society. Every single one was sold to the base as a rock-solid pick for overturning Roe and removing this hideous stain on the nation's soul. So will the court deliver this time? Only time will tell. But know this, if the court fails again, it'll be a sure sign that the GOP establishment can never be trusted on judges ever again. And only a total replacement will deliver what the base actually demands. Kathy Barnett is a U.S. Senate candidate in Pennsylvania. The pro-life movement is very close to her heart for deeply personal reasons. You'll often hear Republicans say that they oppose abortion, but want exceptions for disabilities or exceptions for rape. Kathy, though, was herself conceived in rape. And she's only able to join us today because her mother heroically chose life. Kathy, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Stu, thank you so much. I mean, like, it kind of brings gravity to the conversation when you said, I am only here because someone saw me and said, my life has value. You know, my mother was very young. I was conceived when my mother was 11 years old. My father was 21. And so my mother was too young to make a reasoned decision on whether or not to keep me. But I'm so very grateful that there were some adults in the room who knew their very country. I grew up on a very rural pig farm in southern Alabama. So they may not be as smart as some of us claim to be today, but they knew that my life had value and they knew that I was alive. And so, yes, I am only here as a result of adults being in the room and following very basic science, recognize that my life was in fact human and that I should be given the opportunity to live.
How important is it that the high court gets this right this time?
No, I mean, obviously, as you said, I did not arrive at my pro-life stance because I inherited it from my family members, but it is very personal to me. For me to be any other way would be for me to deny my own existence. So for me, it's very important. In fact, as you astutely stated earlier, this is a litmus test on whether or not all of these conservative organizations that tell conservative Republicans to get out and vote, and that our vote matters on what kind of president we choose and what kind of Senate we place in office, that it matters. So this will be one of those litmus tests. But also, I believe it extends beyond just religious Americans or just conservative Republicans. But this is truly an argument about science as well, not only science, but our Constitution, because I firmly believe in the 10th Amendment of our Constitution that would put Roe v. Wade at the discretion of states. But in regards to science, in 1973, when the very liberal court said that a woman had the constitutional right to murder her baby in privacy based on viability, at that time, viability was roughly 28 weeks because of science, because the advancement in science and because of the improvement in technology. Babies are able to survive outside of the womb as young as 21 weeks of gestation, right? And so even just following the science, it's not necessarily a religious question, but it's one, it could be one of following the science. It could be one of just recognizing that there is such a thing as right and wrong. And these babies are some of the most vulnerable people in our society, and they should be protected.
Absolutely. Speaking of protection, you mentioned prior to us going live on the air here that you were going to be going out and practicing your 2A rights. That's your gun permit. The Second Amendment is your gun permit. That's what my stance is. Everybody should carry a gun at all times, no matter what. I think we'd have a lot less problems here. Are you an America First conservative? Do you identify as an America First platform?
I do. What is the alternative? America should be last. I mean, I don't understand why we have such consternation on the concept of America First. Look at the Biden administration. It is clearly an America take last place in all decisions as far as this very liberal Democrat Party is, as well as Biden. And how is that really faring for the overwhelming majority of us? We went from an America First concept to an America just get wherever you can find yourself, right? We went from energy independence to now we're begging OPEC to produce more energy. And now we have an administration that's so hostile towards the American people. In the midst of an energy crisis, his administration right now is examining the economic impact of closing yet another pipeline 5. Who does that unless your agenda truly is to destroy our country?
Well, I think it's clear. We went from energy independence to complete dependence. We're now on the brink of war with Russia. Who would have thought that that would be the case over defending Ukraine's borders? We don't even defend our own borders with our military here. We open them wide up to unvetted, unchecked, unhealthy, criminal, illegal aliens, and then fly them all over the interior of our country, bankrupting our country. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense. It's intentional sabotage.
I do not believe that every single person who is trying to or who have come into our country illegally is a criminal alien. But however, I do firmly believe that we have every right as Americans to know who is coming into our country. Why are they coming into our country? Do they even like us? How are they going to take care of themselves? And if we have very liberal elitists who are trying to shut down, shutter businesses, keep our kids out of school because, oh my goodness, COVID will kill you, then I think we should definitely hold their feet to the fire of allowing a tremendous number of unvetted, untested, unvaccinated illegals who are coming into our country. And I don't understand why we have this opposing rule of thumb in how we treat this virus.
Yeah. Kathy Barnett, I really appreciate you being here. Have fun at the range.
You too.
And shoot them straight. We'll see you next time.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and my pillow, but millions of you out there. Before all this started, I had already written in my memoir, I dedicate this book to anyone that's looking for hope. Well, right now, we're all looking for hope. I believe that my story is going to bring inspiration and hope to everyone. By the time you're done reading my book, you will believe that with God, all things are possible. To thank you all for your support, I'm offering some of my best best prices ever on MyPillow products, including this exclusive bundle. You get my book and these five MyPillows. They all have beautiful scenes and verses from the Bible, such as Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. This six-pack bundle is regularly $219. Now it's just $99.98 and free shipping with your promo code. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below. Thank you and God bless.
Get the most of Red Voice Media by going premium. Exclusive behind-the-scenes content, one-on-one extended hard-hitting interviews with Stu Peters, and deep-dive investigative reports. All always 100% ad-free when you become a premium member. Always 100% America first. True conservative values. Action-based reporting with courage. 100% ad-free content, including the headlines mainstream media won't touch. Uncensored. Unafraid. Unstoppable. RedVoiceMedia.com/premium. Red Voice Media. RedVoiceMedia.com/premium.
Well, we've told you before about how loose President Trump is with his endorsements, almost as loose as Bill Clinton is with his marital vows. In Wyoming, Trump picked Harriet Hageman to challenge Liz Cheney, when she has no grassroots support. And in fact, all of the evidence suggests that Liz Cheney herself would pick Hageman as her successor if she could. In Iowa, Trump endorsed Chuck Grassley for another term, even though Grassley trashed Trump over January 6th, and he's so old that he remembers the Pearl Harbor attacks we just commemorated the 80th anniversary of. Lindsey Graham trashed Trump in 2016, sabotaged his agenda for 4 years, and now he gets an endorsement. Jerry Moran nearly voted to support Trump's second impeachment, but he gets an endorsement. John Bozeman, a total non-entity in Arkansas, he gets an endorsement too. Well, now Trump might be at it again in Georgia. Don't worry, he didn't endorse Jive Talkin' Vernon Jones, the serial sexual predator and anti-white racist, thank God. But he did just hand his endorsement to former Senator David Perdue, who blew the race against John Ossoff last year and who didn't stand up for Trump during the election integrity fight at all last year. Edward Zoll joins us now, and he has more. I mean, there are so many things wrong with this Perdue endorsement. What the hell is going on?
Well, Stu, I think President Trump's base has been asking that question since at least December of last year. Now, the question has been is, why does President Trump keep endorsing candidates who aren't like him, don't support his ideas, nor do they support his base? Now, back in December of last year, many of us, we have a fog in politics in a sense that there is so much happening at any given time that we forget many of the things that happened in recent history. Back in December, to remind the audience, Alpharetta, Georgia. It was a cold day, a heated day, though, involving Linwood, Sidney Powell, and even Vernon Jones, man running for governor in this race, and thankfully here might be knocked out. But the discussion was centered around not voting for David Perdue.
Where's David Perdue? He ought to be standing right here. Those two people want your vote, then they ought to tell you what we're telling Brian Kemp. Get a special session of the legislature now. Do not be fooled twice. This is Georgia. We ain't dumb. We're not going to go vote on January 5th in another machine made by China. You're not going to fool Georgians again. If Kelly Loeffler wants your vote, if David Perdue wants your vote, they've got to earn it. They've got to demand publicly, repeatedly, consistently, Brian Kemp call a special session of the Georgia legislature. And if they do not do it, if Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue do not do it, they have not earned your vote. Don't you give it to them. Why would you go back and vote in another rigged election? For God's sakes, fix it.
The Governor Kemp ended up not doing a special session. He did do a fake audit, a fake signature verification, fake reform on the voting. But ultimately, David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler lost. And as Linwood said there, they did not show up for that rally because they didn't really care about election integrity. They did not care about President Trump's election, but President Trump still cared about theirs. And in addition to this, Senator Perdue, in his last days as senator, He even tried to refer to President Trump before he left office as the last administration.
We know what this change of command at the top will mean with our foreign relations. We have the potential, if we have a Senate majority in a majority in the Senate on the Republican side, that Mitch McConnell could indeed negotiate with Biden in a way that we haven't seen in, you know, two or three administrations. I think if we keep these two seats, we have an opportunity to do something that maybe we lost in the last administration between Pelosi and Trump.
He didn't have a winning mentality. He didn't have a MAGA mentality. I don't even think the guy even thinks about America first. Maybe he thinks about his pocketbook first. We'll get to that. Now, the big news is, of course, President Trump has endorsed him and he's announced his candidacy. But the problem here is he's running against someone that's his friend.
Make no mistake, Abrams will smile, lie, and cheat to transform Georgia into her radical vision of a state that would look more like California or New York. To fight back, we simply have to be united. Unfortunately, today, we are divided, and Brian Kemp and Brad Raffensperger are to blame. Look, I like Brian. This isn't personal.
I like Brian. He is against Stacey Abrams because she smiles, she lies, and she cheats, but what's the difference with some of these rhino Republicans? Now, the big thing in the race is that we've got two of the same candidate, and we also have a rapist. Now, Candace Taylor, the Christian, she's polling right now at 4%. The rapist, the baby, baby, please don't tell nobody about my abuse of the past, Vernon Jones, he's at 10%, but Kemp and Perdue are tied, according to the Fox 5 Atlanta poll. Now, why this is important is that Georgia, like many states this year, is once again being presented with the worst of the two, the compromise. And you need to be reminded about what these politicians actually do in your name while they're in office before you cast that vote. Well, on January 24th, Senator Perdue got a briefing as a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And guess what? He started selling off stock. We're talking about 148,000 to 995,000. This is the total number. Involving sales and then purchases of stock up to 890,000, Delta, Disney, and guess what? Pfizer, you know, the maker of the clot shot. The decision in Georgia is, will they make a mistake again to back a rhino, a coward, and someone who may not be tied to the chicken producer, but certainly is a chicken when it comes to America First. Reporting for the Stu Peters Show, I'm Edward Zoll.
Well, chicken is one word. I could come up with a whole lot of others that are probably not appropriate for air, but it is chicken to not endorse the only serious America First candidate in Georgia, which is Candace Taylor. She loves Jesus. She puts God first. She supports the nuclear family structure. She's against this racist, poisonous indoctrination called CRT. She would immediately ban these overreaching, tyrannical communist vaccine mandates. Her base represents Trump's base. Nobody has worked harder in Georgia to bring to the forefront and expose 2020 election fraud than Candace Taylor, and she doesn't even hold an elected position. Look at the straw polls coming out of Georgia. By huge margins, Georgians want Candace Taylor. They don't want jive-talking Vernon Jones, the repeat sexual predator and proven anti-white racist. They don't want Kemp. They definitely don't want Stacey Abrams, and Perdue doesn't even want the job. Georgians probably hate him more than they even hate Kemp. Unbelievable. These endorsements are just crap, period. They're crap. David Perdue, he's a globalist shill. You can step on these globalists. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Get yourself the original snake version featuring Obama, Clinton, Fauci, Gates, Pelosi, Biden, or get the Free Our Kids sock. Runner-up to my favorite, which is the Trust in God sock. There is a sock for everybody. Do your Christmas shopping at steponsocks.com. Check out the wide variety of different socks there. Also, silver available at steponsocks.com and Second Amendment flags and more. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Again, mention Stu Peters when you go to steponsocks.com. One of the most popular segments on the Stu Peters Show comes on Wednesdays. It's time for Ask Dr. Jane, where Dr. Jane Ruby joins us to answer your questions that you give to her in Telegram at Dr. Jane Ruby. And she's here with us now, brought to you by MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has, I mean, literally Dr. Jane, Mike Lindell has gone all out on the huge discounts that he's going to provide for Christmas gifts at MyPillow.com when you use the promo code Stu. So what are you, he's got brand new beds over there. I don't know if you were aware of that or not, but he's actually selling full-blown beds, mattress toppers, dog beds, pajamas, slippers. I have the Giza flannel sheets on my bed. And I'm telling you, in the morning time, I don't want to get out of bed. So get on over to mypillow.com and enter the promo code STU for huge discounts. I had somebody email me. I can't believe the amount of discounts that I got at mypillow.com when I use promo code STU. So hopefully you'll get all your Christmas shopping done over at mypillow.com. Yep. So anyway, Ask Dr. Jane. We're going to get going. Gatorade Girl writes, if someone had the shot and then got COVID, are they now immune to COVID if no shot was given after they had COVID? What?
Yeah, I do understand it. It's a little bit of a complex question, but it doesn't quite work that way, Gatorade Girl. Once you've gotten the shot, you are now living in a disruption of your natural immunity. So when you say if someone gets the shot and then gets COVID, what they've really gotten is related to the lower immune response that they have, and they're more susceptible to those kinds of things. And that damaging effect carries on. So all bets are off when you take the shot in terms of your own immunity working as it previously did. Good question, though.
Rocky wants to know, Dr. Jane, I read today that the first case of Omicron was identified today in Houston. How is it possible, number one, to identify any COVID variant if there was no way to test for it? Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Let's see here. Weren't all PCR tests recalled? And two, COVID-19 has never been isolated. It seems to me the only way to diagnose is by symptoms only.
Well, Rocky, you've got all the foundational pieces, really, to answer the question. And you're absolutely right. There is no way to diagnose the Omicron, Delta, whatever variant you want. And that's because there's never been an isolated virus. So what are they really measuring it against? And I want to reiterate, because I think this is very important for the public to get. There is no diagnostic test for any SARS virus, and therefore there is no diagnostic test for any variant of that virus that supposedly theoretically mutated that Pfizer is going crazy over today, trying to trip over themselves and tell us how they have this fabulous new data. Don't buy it. There is no diagnostic test for either.
All right.
Yep.
It drives me nuts when people come on this program and start talking about variants. Dr. McCullough, he does it all the time. I don't understand. You know, Dr. Peter McCullough, paging Dr. Peter McCullough. How do you know that there's a variant?
Because of all those things. I've asked him that, Stu, and we have a difference of opinion. He says, oh, it's by sequencing. Well, sequencing is using protein portions of supposed models of these viruses. Again, unless you have the whole purified, isolated virus from an ill person, you are not going to be able to tell what's going on. And listen, variants don't happen that quickly. So I don't buy into all of that, and I don't think he has substantiated it. But hey, lots of frontline doctors, we're working together, but we do have differences of opinions based on our experience and our education.
And I know we got to get through this segment, but I got to ask you this as well. Viruses burn down, correct? Meaning that if there are variants of it, they become less and less potent. Is that right?
Yes. And what's happening is these people who are taking the shots, as I said, their own immune systems are being chipped away at. They're being degraded. So they're responding to other things in the environment. There are other flus. There are billions of viruses in our environment. There are billions of organisms. So they just don't have the ability to fight it, maybe like the majority of people do every day.
All right. Brown wants to know, where are these bioweapons being manufactured anyhow? And can the sites be inspected?
That is an excellent question. That's what's supposed to be happening. What we've heard from the Pfizer EU unredacted contract is that there are, in particular, in the European Union, there are four manufacturing plants in Germany. Now, I don't know how that works with the FDA. We don't really have an FDA anymore, as I've said. However, it is their responsibility to do periodic checks of these facilities for good manufacturing processes to make sure that there isn't contamination or lack of sterilization where it's supposed to be. And I don't know where they are in the United States until we see the contract with Pfizer and the United States government, which I am breathlessly waiting to see an unredacted copy from. So that's really the answer. Some of them are in Europe.
We had the Pfizer whistleblower, Melissa McAtee, who's been on the program a couple of times. And she said that when the inspector people show up, it's like a big joke. They hide a bunch of things and look the other way. And it's just when a senator or a congressperson comes to visit your factory or your plant, and then they hide the China shipping containers and put like USA all over them. It's all a big show. It's all fake.
It is. It is. And Stu, I can tell you, having been in the industry, that they're supposed to be impromptu and without notice, but we were always notified a day or two ahead, and we were always told to prepare and put certain materials away.
Unbelievable. Tanya yep. Hensky says, I'm from Canada. I'm sorry, Tanya. Not the good hockey, though. Really good hockey.
Yeah.
Not vaccinated. The only thing I can still do is grocery shopping. This is not a life, Dr. Jane. Nobody's fighting for us here. I don't see a question in here, but obviously you picked this for a reason.
Tanya, this is going to be a little bit of tough love to our Canadian neighbors and friends who we adore and we've always lived side by side with and gotten along with. Nobody's coming. Nobody's coming. And I think it needs to be said. And I think you need to wrap your heads around it. It's time for the Canadian people, just like all other people in every other country, to come together. There is no white knight. Your politicians are not going to save you. They got you into this. They're bought and paid for. It's time for the Canadian people to do what's right, band together, and say no and stop complying.
Yeah. I mean, you saw Jacinda Ardern from New Zealand. Look at what she said. Here, watch this.
And so long as there's people who are eligible who haven't been vaccinated, we've got work to do. You know, I don't think I'll ever be satisfied so long as there's someone who's who is eligible and hasn't been. And that's why I've said this. There's not going to be an end point to this vaccination program. Once we're rolling out boosters now, so we've got another wave of people that we need to make sure that we're protecting again. So those who were vaccinated 6 months ago, we really need them to come back, or we need to go to them.
I mean, I look at somebody saying something like that, and I just think, I ask myself, what country is going to be the first country to take their country back? Right. I mean, really, this woman is saying these things. There's going to be no end to this vaccination program. Yeah. She doesn't look well either. She looks like a horse.
And she doesn't
horse.
Hide it, Stu. She's not hiding it.
No. And she was only just recently elected, I don't know if we can even use that term anymore.
Chosen.
Yeah.
Chosen.
MP Reader says, so can the direct cell lines from way back when even still be viable? And then can it be sufficient to make enough vaccine for 8 billion people to get 4 or 5 shots? Or are more current aborted fetuses being used contrary to information provided?
Yeah, very interesting question, because we do talk about the aborted fetal cell line, the macaque monkey cell lines that were used to model this mRNA.
I just like saying it. Macaque. Okay, go ahead.
Macaque. And there, it's a monkey line. But the answer to the question is that what they use those cell lines for, they do use actual cells from the cell line, but they use it as a model against which to verify how their products are working, so to speak. So they don't use the actual cells from the cell line to produce the actual injections or the bioweapon. They use the sort of chemical construction of it and then test it like one cell at a time or a low number of cells in the lab. So that's how it's used. I thought it would be really helpful to kind of clarify that for people. It's still being used, but they don't need to go get others, but who knows what they're doing? We don't really trust them, right?
There are so many great questions that our viewers have for you. I'm really proud of them, actually, which kind of is a pat on the back for ourselves as well. Because these are educated questions, and we're edumacated people here trying to put out some of this stuff here. Macaque. I just love saying
macaque
it.
Macaque monkey.
Ask Dr. Jane. You can write her in Telegram. Go follow her as well at Dr. Jane Ruby. It's brought to you by MyPillow. Use promo code Stu when you go shopping at MyPillow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and MyPillow, but millions of you out there. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you for all of your support. At MyPillow, we not only have pillows, but we have hundreds of products, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, and my new beds. We're offering the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have this exclusive offer on the standard size MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. We also have the queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with your promo code. And we have the king size, regularly $89.98, now only $29.98 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer.
Hey, it's Stu Peters here for GunsAmerica.com. GunsAmerica.com. Man, I just love saying that. It's Stu Peters for GunsAmerica.com. How cool is it that we have this independent platform where we take sponsors like that? I'm so happy to endorse something I'm so excited and fanatical about, which is guns. Don't get caught slipping without a gun. Everybody needs a gun. Your 2A is your right, your permit to carry. Don't get it twisted. Everybody should be carrying a gun. And whether you're a private party or a dealer looking to buy or sell guns, use the hands-down, most trusted platform, GunsAmerica.com, celebrating 25 years in business, one of the original online platforms for buying and selling. And listen, if you buy or sell a gun within 50 miles of your house, that transaction is absolutely free. No fee at all for all transactions within 50 miles. Go check out GunsAmerica.com. You're going to be so impressed with the platform, how you can find people locally selling guns, handguns, long guns, rifles, shotguns for house protection, whatever it is that you're looking for, use GunsAmerica.com. Plus, there's so much more there. You're going to see in-the-field experts breaking down firearms, giving you advice and reviews on certain guns and firearms, plus Hunt 365, places that you can hunt 365 days a year. Go and sign up right now at GunsAmerica.com. And just for signing up, you're going to get a $10 coupon in your email that you can apply to any gun transactions outside of 50 miles. Maybe you find the perfect AR that's five states away. No problem. GunsAmerica.com, $10 gift card. There you go. Boom. GunsAmerica.com. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you use GunsAmerica.com. Well, Dr. John Witcher always believes in putting his patients first instead of the dictates of medical tyrants. And that's why he was just fired from his job at Baptist Memorial Hospital in Yazoo City, Mississippi, for prescribing ivermectin to his COVID patients. The hospital insisted that he give the patients remdesivir, which has severe or even catastrophic side effects, yet is the treatment approved by the FDA. Ivermectin, which has almost no side effects and a long history of use for all kinds of ailments, let's just call it what it is. It has no downside, yet it's strictly prohibited. But the health establishment is going all out to prevent people from using this drug or doctors from prescribing it, because right now what matters isn't saving lives. What matters is exerting control. Dr. Witcher says he has three patients in the hospital right now, and he wants to help treat them, but he won't even be allowed onto the premises of the hospital. Witcher is also the leader of Mississippi Against Mandates, which is fighting against mandatory vaccinations for medical professionals, and he joins us now. Dr. Witcher, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you, Stu. Thank you for having me back, and I appreciate being here.
Of course. So you put your Hippocratic Oath first. I mean, you were using your brain to treat patients. Apparently, that's not allowed. You didn't want to fill them with a drug that's dangerous, didn't even make it through a trial because it causes the kidneys to shut down. Instead, you wanted to treat your patients so they could get better and live. And for this, you've been fired and banned from the hospital?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's what it appears. I mean, that, you know, remdesivir, I've been using it at the little hospital in Yazoo there since it came out. Of course, I had put patients on hydroxychloroquine early on. And then, of course, the Lancet study came out, and it was a bogus study. They took it off the hospital formulary. And even when the study was proven to be bogus, they never brought hydroxychloroquine back onto the formulary, and instead started on remdesivir. And so, you know, I've been following along with this with Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Corey, FLCCC guys, Dr. Belit, and many other doctors, leading scientists and doctors around the world. And I feel at this point, you know, remdesivir has not proven to be beneficial to these COVID patients, certainly not late into COVID once they're hospitalized. So yeah, I took them off of remdesivir. And attempted to put them on ivermectin. I was not allowed to do that. I was told basically, you know, not to come back at that point.
Why? I treated my COVID with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, among a few other things, quercetin, vitamin C, D3, et cetera. And I got better. I turned around within a matter of 24 hours. So, and this is coming from a guy who was at an 83 oxygen level. I was having problems breathing. I had an unbearable headache. The chills were so bad that I looked like uncontrollable convulsing on my couch. I mean, it was really quite the ordeal. And within 24 hours, basically the only symptom that I had was some minor sinus congestion. But everything else was apparently treated by ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Why will the establishment medical facility that you're working at not allow you to use this proven treatment?
I don't know, Stu. I mean, I'm hearing the same stories. I mean, I'm seeing, you know, I have not treated any patients with ivermectin up until this point, you know, but I've been in association with many physicians around the state of Mississippi that have been prescribing ivermectin for patients. So it seems to be working very well. And so I just felt like this was the time that I would try ivermectin. I was on schedule to be there for 3 days at the hospital. This was my first day there. I felt, you know, this was an opportunity that I could stay with the patients, you know, throughout the stay, even if I had to stay at the hospital 24 hours. You know, I was willing to do that because I wanted to see how this medication would work for them. And so, I was very surprised that I was, you know, basically told, you know, to not come back at the end of the day.
So what's the status of the three patients that you were going to prescribe ivermectin to, and now you've been escorted out, banned from the hospital? I mean, are you able to even check on their status anymore?
I'm not. You know, I was able to look at their medical records via computer from home, which I had been doing up until, I guess, yesterday, the day before, and now I can't log in. So I'm
but
not.
But these
aren't
your patients. I mean, you're their primary care physician, correct?
Well, I was the ER director and the director of the hospitalist program at this little hospital. So, yeah, ultimately, you know, there's a number of ER physicians, as well as we have nurse practitioners that help manage on the inpatient side. But I'm the medical director, so I'm over all of those patients to a certain extent. One of the patients actually had my name as the admitting physician. The other two had ER doctors that we rotate, you know, take care of the patients, kind of like hospitalists. But certainly these patients were under my direct care. And so I felt like, you know, that taking them off remdesivir and putting them on ivermectin was the right thing to do at the time.
So now not only are they being refused the right to try, but they're being refused the right to be treated by their primary care physician who was overseeing. So at what point do we just say this is no longer about healthcare? This is just, that's what this is. This is not about the patient's health. We don't care about the patient's health. What this really is about is the money. This is about the bottom line. This is about getting cash for using remdesivir and for putting people on ventilators and raking in the dough. I mean, that's what this is. Let's just say it how it is. This is not about healthcare.
Well, you know, I just try to stick with the facts. My goal is to help patients. You know, I'm here. That's I just care for patients. And, you know, I'm not really out to get publicity. If there's any publicity I want to get, that's the publicity I want patients, doctors to be able to treat their patients accordingly, the way they feel like the patients need to be treated. I mean, it's all about, you know, we as physicians patients have to be our number one focus, not what the government tells us to do, not what our medical boards tell us, but what we believe is the best treatment for our patients at the time. I mean, that's how I've always practiced in a rural setting. And so, you know, I just feel that that's what we have to do. You know, I don't, you know, is it about money? I don't know. You know, I know the hospital gets reimbursed for remdesivir on a healthy scale, but I'm just here to help patients. And I believe ivermectin can help these patients. And I believe remdesivir it looks like it's harming patients.
It's fatal. It's deadly, which is why it didn't even make it all the way through a trial, because it causes renal failure, kidney failure, shutdown, and it floods the patient's lungs, and then you put them on a ventilator, and ultimately they end up drowning. And so, yeah, they're getting paid big money for this Tony Fauci drug because it's super expensive. It's emergency use authorized. Let me ask you this. Have you used off-label prescriptions in your years as a doctor treating patients? Have you ever used anything off-label before?
Of course. I mean, that's part of what we do as physicians. I mean, that's always been allowed in the past. I mean, we use medications, off-label drugs for many things. I mean, that's just part of the practice. It's called the practice of medicine for a reason. I mean, we're practicing. We change as the science changes. We change to adapt to it. And so, you know, I'm following Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Corey, and the FLCCC, and Dr. Valit, Truth for Health Foundation. Many of these physicians, scientists throughout the nation, the world, that I feel that they're leading science at this point. And so, you know, I don't know really what the Dr. Fauci and the CDC and the local health departments, I don't know where they're getting their data from, but it's evidently not the same place I'm getting mine.
Well, it's like they're zombies with stethoscopes. You know, we send doctors to school for decades to go and learn how to be doctors, and then ultimately they end up becoming robotic as they read off of an AI-controlled Epic system that says if you have A, B, and C, you must treat with X, Y, and Z. And they're just reading and they're just providing the treatment that this NIH protocol demands that they use, or the CDC or whoever it is that's putting this stuff into that system. But, you know, Joe Rogan is a very public person. He can't, you know, he's people like myself or Joe Rogan or Aaron Rodgers, we have a platform where we're able to say, hey, I treated myself with ivermectin. And then we get demonized, obviously, in the media for taking horse paste or dewormer or some veterinary product, which is just stupid and silly. They obviously know that that's not the case. It's a Nobel Prize winning medication. It didn't win the prize because it saved the Kentucky Derby. I mean, come on. The pills cost about $2 versus the thousands of dollars the hospitals are getting reimbursed for using remdesivir. So it's pretty open and shut for me as far as I'm concerned. The writing is on the wall. That's what this is. This is a money Ponzi scheme for these hospitals and hospital administrators who oftentimes aren't even healthcare providers. They can only keep their job if they keep operating in the black or the green. They start going into the red, they get fired just like anybody else. I got about a minute left here. I want to give you the final words.
Yeah, so the AMA, you know, the American Medical Association, has come out against ivermectin and for remdesivir. And many physicians, you know, are board certified or they're beholden to the AMA, okay? But I would encourage doctors out there that want to practice independent medicine. I recently joined the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. And they recently wrote a letter to the president of the AMA and just outlining some of this these falsehoods that the science is showing now that's for ivermectin and against remdesivir. So you know, I would encourage that for any doctors that want to practice independently and put the patients first to go there and sign up.
Well, we hope that thousands or millions will join you in realizing, hey, we're here to treat our patients, and God bless you for doing that. We're going to be praying for those three patients that were left for God knows what's going to happen to them, but we're going to say some prayers for them as well.
Please do. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Stu.
Dr. John Witcher, thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to remind you right now, go to ZStackProtocol.com. ZStackProtocol.com. This is the one pill formula designed by Dr. Zev Zelenko, saved thousands of lives in upstate New York while Cuomo was sending geriatrics to modern day ovens, progressive death camps. Okay, this is the Nobel Prize nominee, Presidential Medal of Freedom nominee, Dr. Zev Zelenko, one pill formula. You take it twice a day. It's got the quercetin, the zinc, the vitamin D3, the vitamin C, which according to my doctors is the reason that I was so easily able to defeat this set of symptoms that's being marketed as the branded product called COVID-19. Go to ZStackProtocol.com. Gummies are there available for kids for pre-order right now. Go to ZStackProtocol.com. Put this stuff on auto ship to avoid the high demand delays in shipping. ZStackProtocol.com. Again, ZStackProtocol.com.
Get the most of Red Voice Media by going premium. Exclusive behind-the-scenes content. One-on-one extended hard-hitting interviews with Stu Peters. And deep dive investigative reports. All always 100% ad-free when you become a premium member. Always 100% America first. True conservative values, action-based reporting with courage, 100% ad-free content, including the headlines mainstream media won't touch, uncensored, unafraid, unstoppable. RedVoiceMedia.com/premium. RedVoiceMedia.com/premium.
We have a disturbing story for our next guest, Rebecca Brewer, who's a former Marine and Iraq War veteran. No doubt Rebecca enlisted because she wanted to serve her country. Instead, she was used to fight an unnecessary calamity and might have been experimented on in the bargain. After receiving a dose of the Depo shot, a long-term birth control shot given by the military, Rebecca started to notice strange things, horrifying things. She believes that weird parasites started to appear in her blood and even crawl out of her skin. She also says that graphene oxide ribbons are constantly emerging from her pores on her body, a condition that's known as Morgellons. Rebecca thinks that the VA may have secretly vaccinated her with her last Depo shot as part of a long-term experiment that may go all the way back to the Obama days, and she joins us now. What do you believe happened to you?
I believe that they subjected me to COVID-19, and then when I went in for a Depo shot at one point, they shot me up with the vaccine as a trial. They were trying it on me. I was a test subject for it. I think probably many other veterans were too, probably people involved with the Million Veteran program.
And what makes you think that it was the VA that did this to you? I mean, I'm trying to follow along here and give the VA the benefit of the doubt if I can, because that would be criminal in nature for them to shoot you up with something without your consent.
Absolutely. I believe it's the VA because they're the only medical care facility that I went to at all. I didn't go to any other doctor for any other reason, except basically for the birth control shot. I'm very healthy. I was very healthy.
And so when did you start to notice these side effects?
After I got sick with COVID-19 in December of 2019, actually about then I started noticing stuff coming out of my skin, pretty much right here on my jawline. And people were telling me I was delusional, and I was actually holding samples up in my fingers going, this isn't a delusion, you know? So I bought a microscope and started looking at the stuff, and I didn't find anything for a long time, but I was pretty shocked when I found Dr. Botha's interview with you and saw the little spidery looking things that I've been posting on my Morgellons Microbot page for 2 years now.
So when you showed these things to other people and said, no, this is not a delusion, look, it's right here, what was the response from these people?
They ignored it.
And have you gone to see a doctor, a different doctor, and say, what is this coming out of my face?
No, I have not, because I pretty much know that they're just going to go along with what the CDC says, which is it's delusions of infestation or parasites, delusions of parasitosis. That's the word.
So where have you heard that term used before?
In all the research that I've done about Morgellons disease, it's either they say it's that or a skin parasite, Borrelia or something similar to that, or Lyme disease, a tick-borne disease type deal. And looking at it myself and doing other research and comparing it to things that I've found online, they're exactly like, it's self-assembling nanotechnology is what it is. The spidery things, for instance, are called tri-block copolymers. And I can provide the links to the research papers.
That's fine. I'm curious as to what recourse you're going to explore, because if you were injected with something without giving specific consent to be injected with that something, no matter if it caused these ill side effects or not, that's criminal in nature. Are you going to go after the VA for this?
I intend to go after the Ethics Review Board for the All of Us Research Program, which the VA's Million Veteran Program is the primary data.
Because I'm sorry to interrupt you, but this is assault. You know, that's medical assault. Yes. You should be contacting your sheriff, and you should be having these people arrested, in my opinion. I mean, that seems to make sense to me. Does it make sense to you?
Yes. Until I saw your interview with Dr. Botha, though, I didn't really have anything to compare my photos to, and I didn't know really what it was. Now I'm pretty sure that it's the self-assembling nanotechnology, and that they did use this vaccine and me as a pilot.
Now, do you still have this condition? Do you still have things crawling out of your skin?
Yes.
Does this happen every day?
Every day.
And is it always constantly from the same spot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I can give samples all day, any day to anyone.
Okay. So obviously, I mean, I'm no medical professional, but I would definitely suggest that you see somebody who you trust, a naturopath doctor, somebody that's in your area that will take a look and take a serious look at what it is that's coming out of your skin. And we would like to know as well as a follow-up on this program. And then I would recommend, after you have the results of that and a scientist or a microscopy expert or a doctor has confirmed your suspicions, I would immediately recommend that you call the sheriff.
Yes. Yes, and I will do that. I actually got on frontlinedoctors.org and I got a prescription of Z-Pak and ivermectin. They're on their way to me as we speak, so that should take care of some of the parasites. But as for someone doing an analysis of my samples, I'm not sure who I should reach out to for that.
Yeah. Well, I guess I would search a naturopathic doctor in your area and tell them what you have going on. Make phone calls to these people. Are probably going to say, you're nuts. You're crazy.
Right.
This doesn't happen. This is not going on. And they're going to gaslight you and tell you that you're just full of crap.
Right.
To which I would say, listen, we have seen an unprecedented amount of adverse events from these shots. There's a reason why antiparasitics work for people who have been inoculated with this thing, and it seems to reduce the amount of ill side effects that people get. And that's probably because there is a parasite inside of these shots. We've seen plenty of images from Dr. Kiri Madej, Dr. Zandri Batha, Dr. Jean Ruby brings them on the program all the time, the Spanish researchers at La Quinta Columna, and a variety of others. These shots are not normal. These are not a vaccine, and they are causing strange and weird things to happen to people, including apparently what you're experiencing right now. How long ago did you receive this secret shot?
A couple years back. I'm pretty sure they put xenobots in some of the vaccine samples.
But a couple years ago, this shot wasn't even developed. It wasn't around.
Right. I believe it was. I absolutely believe it was. And that this is a plandemic and has been planned. And I just found a link between the VA and Fauci and the All of Us research program with Dr. Fauci. So I'm going to be doing a FOIA request on that and looking into that a little bit more.
Well, after you contact a doctor that's willing to take a look at your condition, we would love for you to come back on the program and tell us what the findings were. Because if this is really going on, and you find that these shots have been around for longer than the 10 months that we have acknowledged that they are, and that you received one secretly from the VA, we're going to use this platform to go right after the VA and to hold them and anybody else involved with this accountable, because if this is happening in our military, that's an absolute travesty. So we'll be, yes. In the meantime, we'll be praying for you, and we hope to hear back from you as soon as you've talked to a doctor who's willing to take a look at this stuff. Rebecca, okay. Thank you so much for being here. God bless you.
Thank you, Steve.
Well then, okay. Wow. You know, that brings me back to a conversation that I had earlier on this program with Dr. David Martin, who brought patents. He brought receipts proving that this thing has been planned since 2015. I don't know why that's not widely disseminated. I don't know why that's not publicly being talked about by every single mainstream media outlet in the world, but I do know why. That should result in this thing being done, deaded, over with right now, and arrests being made. And when you can wrap your head around the fact that, no, the vaccines were not rolled out to combat COVID-19, but that COVID-19 was introduced and intentionally designed, chimerically engineered, and intentionally released from Wuhan, China, to bring on the shots being called vaccines. Once you understand that, things will be a lot more clear to you. Morgellons. Morgellons is not in your CBD that you get from AmericaFirstOil.com. I can tell you that. Hey, be thoughtful with your Christmas gift giving. Help people holistically and naturally treat things like joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, arthritis pain, brain fog. All right. A lot of us are experiencing that these days from this bioweapon that was intentionally released from Tony Fauci's Wuhan lab, funded by taxpayers. You're going to get much better rest. You could treat actual diagnosis with these, according to the testimonials that we receive. All of the products are sourced right here in the United States. Plus, it's a veteran-owned business. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com and get 50% off site-wide. That includes on the pain patches, the pain creams, the oils, the bath salts, and the whole skincare product line as well. Veteran-owned, sourced right here in the United States. You're not going to get that anywhere else. Plus 50% off when you use the promo code STU50 at AmericaFirstOil.com. 50% off site-wide right now using the promo code STU50 at AmericaFirstOil.com. Well, job openings are at an all-time high as the labor shortage persists. That is the subject of today's Money Minute with Carlos Cortez. He's our independent fiduciary and financial expert at Cortez Wealth Management. By the way, visit him online anytime, CortezWM.com. So what does this mean?
basically businesses are really hurting right now. They're not getting the service. The labor market is not a shortage. It's just I feel that we're getting the socialist treatment that the government wanted, printing money, and people are not showing up to work.
Yeah, so we have the inflation, we have a tremendous amount of job openings, we have market volatility all over the place, and you have solutions for this at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. How was your class last evening?
Amazing. Nothing but great, great reports last night.
Yeah, and we get great reviews on those things, by the way, also. Make sure that you secure your spot for next week. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com next Tuesday, immediately following this show, so you'll get done with the show, and then you'll go visit this guy. About a half hour long, valuable information. Do it. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until tomorrow, at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it, and we feel sorry for them. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Telling the truth, praying for one another, that's what we'll do. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do,